If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Justin is on the phone, and Justin says the girl he went out with is the one.
Aww.
Except technically, I think she's number three. Because the pool's not very large for Justin. He said that he's only been out with two other women before this. So, Justin, how can you be sure that number three is the one?
Well, I think you just know, you know, when you know, she was just out of this world. She was like a glowing swan when I saw her. I was went numb.
Okay. I think, you know what, anybody that I've ever talked to that is currently with the one has said the same thing.
Yeah, glowing swan.
Glowing, or you said glowing, or they said growing swan.
No.
Anyway, they always refer to him as a swan, so
yeah.
I think you're right, Justin. Hopefully we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back, though.
Yeah, I just need to speak with her, whatever it takes. You know, I'll move mountains to at least just see her again or speak with her.
I kind of don't want to call her because I want to see you try to move a mountain. But we'll call her right now and see if we can get her on the phone. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Martha?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
How are you?
Am I on the radio?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked how you were first, so I can't tell you that yet.
You're good, I guess.
Okay, yeah, you're on the radio. So the reason that we're calling you today is because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that at all?
What is that?
Well, it's a thing we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they don't call you back after, you can email us to get that person on the phone and ask what happened. And we got an email about you from a dude named Justin.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
he's a romantic dude, sent you a bunch of flowers, you guys went wine tasting, unless I've got the completely wrong Martha on the phone. And in that case, I'll let you.
Justin.
What's
you,
that?
You know him?
I know Justin.
Okay. So this is the Martha that went out with him wine tasting.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
It sounds like he set up a really romantic date for you guys.
It was fine. It was fine. It was good.
It was good?
What?
That, okay. I mean, the way he described it, it was magical.
I mean, you know, he put a lot of, like, time and thought into it, clearly. And, I could tell he thought it was special.
Yeah.
Is that,
sure he did.
Did you not think it was special?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was cool. I had a good time. He clearly thought that it was more special than I did.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, talking just briefly to him, he was a very eager person.
This is like the date of the lifetime for him.
He wanted to be the hopeless romantic for sure.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think that's the right word.
All right, and is that why you aren't calling him back? Because you just don't feel the same?
I mean, it's part of it. It was a pretty good date, to be honest. If it weren't for, like, the end of the night, I think I maybe would have called him back.
What happened at the end?
Well, we like made out a little bit or whatever, and I don't know, it just got kind of weird after that.
Did he start crying?
I
feel like he would have cried.
Yeah.
He seems like a crier.
Honestly, I think that would have been better if he would have cried.
What?
Oh, did he do something else? Like you kissed and then he just couldn't control himself and then, you know.
Oh my God, Jubal, nobody thought that but
he was
but
really
you.
Into it.
What?
Yeah. Did that happen?
Oh my God, no. No, 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 no. we were sitting down and he was looking up at the stars and he was like, oh my God, that's our constellation. That looks like a heart. So that's our constellation.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to be romantic, I think.
No.
We talked to him a little bit and he doesn't really go out with a lot of women. So I think his whole dating thing is kind of new for him. So I think he was just trying to be super romantic.
Excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. No, never mind. Never mind.
Now you have to say, you can't say never mind.
No, this is so much worse.
How?
Okay.
At one point, he leans over and he's like grabbing my stomach, and he was just like, "My children are gonna live here one day."
Whoa!
Back up off my womb, okay?
I know.
What?
I know. And he was like, "Oh, it looks so cozy. He's like, it looks so warm."
Wow.
I know. It was so much.
That's an interesting comment, for sure.
What did you do? I would have screamed. I would have screamed, maybe hit somebody.
I mean, I pretty much was immediately just like, okay, gotta go. And I was done.
Oh, my God.
That's understandable.
Man.
Damn. Dude. Yeah.
Well, that explains why you weren't calling him back.
Uh-huh.
Martha, he's actually on the other line listening, too, and wants to talk to you, though,
we're
by
so
the way.
Sorry.
Sure, maybe he wants to see if that space is still for rent, you know? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah. Justin, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Justin,
Justin,
so
what
creepy.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are taking it out of context. It wasn't that bad. And Martha, it's good to hear your voice.
She starts laughing. Oh, my God.
I wanted to talk to you for forever. I mean, it felt like forever. It's been 5 days, but
yeah.
I mean, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't think that's the issue, is how she is. Yeah. I think the issue is what you said to her, Justin.
Did you not hear what she said?
There's a lot of buildup. There's a lot of buildup, and there's a lot of wine. It seemed like the right thing to do because we had talked about everything else, and we were cuddling.
Oh, yeah, but Justin, right. Like that was so far over my line of what is acceptable on a first date. Like, it's crazy.
You know what, Martha? Love is crazy, and love makes you do and say and feel crazy
things. You don't love me. You don't love me.
You might not think that, but there's love already in my heart for you.
And he wants to put it in your belly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know that you fall hard or whatever, but it's not okay to tell somebody that you're going to impregnate them and, like, have their baby on a first date. Like, that's so much.
I was just saying what could happen. I wasn't going to impregnate you on the first date, and I thought you'd like that.
Justin, I met you at, like, 4 o'clock that day. That was the first time we ever saw each other. And then by the evening, you're like, oh, you're going to have my baby. It's like, it's so much. It's so much.
I meant it as a compliment. And something
you meant it as a compliment?
As a compliment. You have a childbearing body.
Oh, my God. Dude, stop.
Are you serious right now?
Martha.
Like, you don't even know me. You don't.
You told me your middle name. I know everything. You told me.
Oh, my God. Anyone that checks her ID knows her middle name. Right. Why are you not hearing what she said? Like, why aren't you apologizing right now?
I know I came off maybe a little strong, but
oh my God.
Feel like you're my soulmate, and I will do anything just to hang out with you again. And I can reel it back in. I can be less intense. But I really think that I'm the guy for you.
Oh, my God, Justin.
Justin, you can't, like, apologize and then say I'll dial it back and then call her your soulmate and then keep pressing for her to love you.
Yeah.
Justin, you're, like, you are a really nice person. But what you're doing is putting so much pressure on me. Like, this is crazy.
Listen, Martha, I know that you're scared right now, and I'm scared, too. I've been scared, and being scared is part of love. It's the first step of love.
Mm-hmm. You should listen to Justin. He knows what he's talking about. He's been on 3 dates.
Hey! I mean, I don't even know what to say right now.
Well, Justin, you could say yes to Justin and go on another date. Martha, would you like to go on a second date with Justin? We will pay for it.
Well, we
can't pay for the in vitro if he wants to do that, but we will pay for you guys to go out on a date.
I think that's going to be a hard thank you, but no thank you. Justin, seriously, I wish you the best in whatever comes next for you. Aww. I just like that it's not me. I'm not next, okay?
Martha, you can't end now. You just don't nip this in the bud. We have to try to make this work. Please, 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 please.
I mean, you're making me feel like a bad person here. I'm not a bad... Come on. I mean, am I wrong here? No.
No, of course. Justin, you're coming off too hard, man. Like, I think it's sweet that you want love so badly, and I think it's sweet that you want romance so badly, but those things don't happen unless the other person feels the same way.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You can't tame love. You can't tame it. I'm not
can't
going
tame
to.
It. You're
you
right.
You're not listening, Justin. You are not listening at all.
I am listening. I'm listening to my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening to my heart, too, and it's going to be a hard pass.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Your hearts are arguing right now. I don't think they're going to see eye to eye. I don't think you're going to get a second date out of this, Justin.
Martha, we're perfect for one another, but if you don't see that now, I don't know. I can't choose. This is not my brain picking what I want to do. This is my heart picking, and it's chosen you. And you're going to be there forever. Even if I die alone, you'll die with me.
Well, then you won't die alone. Right, Justin?
Exactly.
Good point. Oh, well, okay, congratulations, Justin.
Oh,
I think this worked out for you. You will not die alone because you'll have Martha in your heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, like, I wish you the best, and I hope that you find that person, okay?
All right. I'm going to write you, though.
All right, Justin, will you write her? And Martha, I hope someday you find somebody that puts a baby in that sweet womb of yours. It sounds amazing.
Oh, my God.